السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله العلي الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى. أشهد أنه لا إله إلا هو، له الأسماء الحسنى، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صاحب المقام المعلى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده، هو اجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج. وقال تعالى: والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف، وفي كل خير، احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز، وإن أصابك شيء فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كان كذا وكذا، ولكن قل قدر الله وما شاء فعل، فإن لو تفتح عمل الشيطان. رواه مسلم. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, listeners, a general sense of disillusionment, frustration, grief, worry and fear has gripped us on a personal and individual level, on a local level in our country and internationally. On a personal and individual level, people have lost their jobs, businesses have taken a knock, many have suffered health setbacks, and almost every family in the last 2 years has lost someone near or dear to them. Locally in our country, we have the ongoing challenges of crime, corruption, collapsing infrastructure, looting and floods. Internationally, the lamentable state of the Ummah in various parts of the world is known to us. The challenge is this: we are aware of the problem. It dominates our discourse. Many times it's all that we discuss and speak about. We are in a permanent state of lament. We are perpetually complaining. We are drowning in self-pity. However, we are doing very little to overcome these challenges, be it individually, be it in our country, or be it internationally in a constructive manner. We don't seem to know where to start. Perhaps we perceive that the challenges are beyond us. Therefore, the need of the hour is for us to break the cycle of worry and sadness, to break the cycle of the atmosphere of blame. The need of the hour is for us to move from lament to action, to move from complaining to doing something. And I will encapsulate my message today in this phrase, which I will repeat on an ongoing basis throughout the talk, that rise, O Muslim, rise. Rise, O Muslim, rise. Allah loves a strong, courageous, active Muslim. Be a Muslim on a mission. Be a Muslim on a mission. The big question is how? How? How do you become a strong Muslim? How do you rise? The short answer: by changing your mindset, by changing the narrative and the discourse, and by changing our approach. If we can change our mindset, if we can change the way we talk and think, and if we can change our approach, then we've made a start, a good start. Now, my message this morning is based on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I recited in my introduction. The Nabi of Allah says, "Al-mu'min al-qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if wa fi kulli khayr." That a strong Muslim, a strong believer, is better and dearer to Allah than a weak believer, even though there's goodness in both, because they are believers. Then, "Ihris 'ala ma yanfa'uka wasta'in billahi wa la ta'jas." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, continue to pursue that which is of benefit to you, whether it's personally or whether it's collectively, whether it is spiritually or whether it is materially. And how do you pursue it? وَاسْتَعِينْ بِاللَّهِ, by continuously taking assistance from Allah. وَلَا تَعْجَزْ, and never becoming helpless and despondent. And if things don't go your way, وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٍ, if something bad happens, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا, Don't doubt yourself. If, how, but, I should have done it differently. Say, قُلْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهِ. Allah decree. We are happy with the decree of Allah. فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Because when you start using the word if, then you open up the devil's machinations and you give him room to play havoc in your mind. So, we focus in on this. الْمُؤْمِنُ الْقَوِي. To be a strong Muslim. What does it mean to be a strong Muslim? It means you must be strong in your mind, you must be strong in your body, you must be strong in your spirit. You must be strong spiritually, and you must be strong materially. Now, I have a 3-point plan, which I want to share with you this morning, on how to become a strong Muslim, how to become a courageous Muslim, how to become an active Muslim, how to be a Muslim on a mission, how to rise, because my call this morning is, rise, O Muslim, rise. The first part of the 3-part plan is strengthen your iman. The second part is develop a strong mind and spirit. And the third part is become a courageous activist. Now if we take the first part, strengthen your iman. Ramadan has given us the foundation. The spiritual energy which we have generated in this great month, we now need to use it to become true servants of Allah. You know, when you say that I am an abd, I am a servant of Allah, what does it mean? It means you live only for Allah. You exist only for Allah. Everything that you do revolves around Allah. You dedicate yourself to Allah. You submit yourself to Allah. It is only when you enslave yourself to Allah totally that you become liberated from everything and everyone else. Liberation is not because you have the ability to vote that you are liberated. It's not that because you have certain freedoms that you are liberated. If you do not enslave yourself to Allah, you will be a slave to your passions, to your job, to your friends, to the trends of the day, to your fears. But when you truly enslave yourself to Allah, that is when you genuinely become liberated from everything and everyone else. To strengthen our iman, we need to consistently do good deeds. Al-iman yazidu wa yanqus, because good deeds strengthen iman. And the lack of good deeds or evil deeds weaken iman. We need to avoid sin. We need to avoid sin. Sin is the greatest complication in our lives. You know, when the ulama tell us that taqwa means you fear Allah, when you fear something, you run away from it. But we don't run away from Allah. Here in this context, the fear of Allah means you fear disappointing Allah. You fear that your sins will take you away from Allah. It will distance you from Allah. And that fear prompts you and it motivates you to come running back to Allah via Tawbat al-Nasuha. And when you make Tawbat al-Nasuha, then Allah gives you greater closeness to Him than what you enjoyed before you committed the sin. So we need to avoid sin. And where sin does happen by chance, we need to immediately resort to Tawbah, because that will strengthen our iman. And that is one of the 3 points in the plan on how to become a strong Muslim. The ulama writes that Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi once said that taqwa is not in how many rakats of salah you perform or how many fast you keep. Taqwa is in abstaining from that which is displeasing to Allah. Taqwa is in abstaining from that which is displeasing to Allah. So rise, O Muslim, rise. Rise, O Muslim, rise. Allah loves a strong, courageous, active Muslim. Be a Muslim on a mission. The second part of the 3-part plan. The first is strengthen your faith, strengthen your iman to become a strong Muslim. The second is develop a strong mind, develop a strong spirit. Muslim is not what they would say in Afrikaans, piparach. Muslim is not weak in heart, not weak in spirit. Now there are a few things that we can do in order to strengthen our minds and strengthen our spirit. Firstly, by embracing tawakkul. Tawakkul means a deep conviction and reliance in Allah. Where we solidify our belief in taqdeer. That whatever happens, happens by the will, the decision, the decree, the wisdom and the knowledge of Allah. Taqdeer is not meant to make us defeatist. That no, I just sit back and wait for things to happen. It's not meant to make us passive. That I don't do anything, I wait for Allah's decision to prevail. No, taqdeer is a very powerful thing. It helps you to regulate your emotions whether you're successful or not. If you are successful, you attribute it to Allah, you don't become arrogant. And if you fail, you say, well, this was the decree of Allah. Qaddar Allah. And you don't become hopeless. You don't become despondent. That's why Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah loves those who have a deep reliance in Him. Allah loves those who have a deep conviction in Him. When you have a strong relationship of tawakkul in Allah, when your belief in taqdeer is solid, then even when things don't go your way, you are not broken, you are not thrown off balance. You remind yourself that the Quran says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. That sometimes you may think that something is bad or something is negative, but in reality it is good for you. So you trust in the plan of Allah, whether things are working out or not, whether things are going according to your plan or not, you trust in the plan of Allah. That's tawakkul. Then the second part to developing a strong mind and a strong spirit is dua. Brothers, we need to unleash the limitless potential of the greatest weapon which Allah has given us, and that is the weapon of dua. Dua is such that Allah wants us to talk to Him. Daily talk to your Allah. Daily talk to your Allah. Yes, Allah knows your dua and supplication before the thought even leaves your heart, let alone when it comes on your tongue. But Allah loves the sound of your voice. Allah loves that you must ask Him. Allah loves that you must beg of Him. You know, Umar radiallahu anhu used to say something amazing. He used to say, when I make dua to Allah, I'm not so concerned as to whether Allah will accept my dua or not. I just enjoy having the conversation with Allah. I just enjoy having the conversation with Allah. So, dua is the second part to developing a strong mind and a strong spirit. The third part is ihsan. To be motivated. To have confidence. And motivation and confidence comes from where? Motivation and confidence comes from a strong sense of purpose. When you know who you are, and you know where you're headed in life, when you know who you are and you know where you're headed in life, then you have a sense of confidence. Then you don't need people to praise you. You don't need people to validate you. You don't need people to acknowledge you. You avoid trivial matters. You strengthen your intention because you know what you're doing. You know who you are. You know where you're going. You avoid petty squabbles. If you look at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the difficult phase of his life in Makkah, despite the obstacles, despite the enemies, despite the plotting and the planning, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stayed the course because he knew who he was. He knew what was his mission and he knew what was his end goal. So a Muslim must not live in the past. You learn from the past. You don't fret too much. You don't regret too much. You elevate the quality of your thoughts. You think positively. You manage your perspectives because you have to be strong in mind and strong in spirit. Another aspect of developing strength in the mind and developing strength in the spirit is that we must not fear failure. We must not have a disproportionate and unrealistic fear of failure, because such fear of failure will hold you back from fulfilling your potential. Most people fear getting it wrong the first time. But the thing is this, hardly anybody gets it right the first time. The greatest of achievers, they got it wrong the first time, nay, they got it wrong multiple times. You don't fail until you give up. If you haven't given up, then failure is success postponed. When you get it right, you will have succeeded. There are many benefits to failure. Failure teaches you. Failure humbles you. Failure makes you come back with a stronger strategy. Failure generates creativity. Failure brings you closer to Allah. If you can understand failure, and if you can understand how to respond to failure and react to failure, then you can fail your way to success. You can fail your way to success. I read a profound quote. They say, don't fear failure. Don't fear failure. Fear being in the same place 1 year later. That 1 year later, I made no progress in my life. I haven't improved, I haven't developed, I haven't contributed. So that's the second part of the three-part plan that I'm sharing with you on how to become a strong Muslim. The first is strengthen your iman. The second is develop a strong mind and a strong spirit, a strong heart. Rise, O Muslim, rise. Rise, O Muslim, rise. Allah loves a strong, courageous, active Muslim. Be a Muslim on a mission. Now the third part of the three-part plan that I share with you about how to become a strong Muslim is be a courageous activist. A Muslim is not passive. A Muslim doesn't just live a life of isolation. A Muslim is out there making a difference. A Muslim is a person of action. A Muslim is productive, not just busy. A Muslim is purposeful in his work. A Muslim does not invite himself to one pity party after the other, where you just sit down and talk about how bad everything is and how corrupt everyone is and how everything is just going wrong and the country is going to the dogs and the leaders are inefficient. A Muslim is a person of action, a person who doesn't get trapped in the paralysis of analysis. If we look at our state, brothers, we're either complaining or we're just stating the obvious, analyzing the situation, analyzing the problem. That's what its place. Complain if you have to. Analyze the problem to the necessary extent. But when do we get up and start taking action? For how much longer are we going to complain to the darkness? Whereas a Muslim is a person who lights a candle to the darkness. Muslim does not remain in perpetuity complaining about the darkness. A Muslim takes a candle to the darkness. A Muslim is not one who is lazy, who is sluggish, who is apathetic, who procrastinates, who's lazy. You know, they say, one day the student said to the teacher, "Sir, I'm not lazy. I'm not lazy. I'm just highly motivated to do nothing." What is the definition of laziness? The failure to do what you're supposed to do despite having the ability to do it. That's laziness. We have become a lazy ummah. We underestimate our potential, our ability, the talents which Allah has given us. When we start realizing how much of ability we have, then we will rise. Brothers, I must say this. This ummah will never prosper. We will not prosper individually or collectively until we give up this obsession with gadgets and with social media. It's destroying our fabric. It's not the fault of the tool. It's not the fault of the medium. It's because we have become obsessed. We got no balance. We got no discipline. So it has consumed our lives. It has hijacked our routines. It has paralyzed us in terms of prioritizing. We need to put a premium on our time. We need to value our time. We need to guard our time. In the end of the day, you are but the seconds for which it has been decreed that you will live. Each one of us came for a stipulated number of seconds that we will breathe on earth. And every second that's passing in your life is a second that is passing away, never to return. So don't waste your time. Use these mediums constructively for your personal benefit, for the collective benefit. Don't let life pass you by whilst remaining idle on social media and remaining obsessed with gadgets. So to become an activist, you need to be courageous. Where do you get your courage from? By looking back into our history. Think of the young Dawood. The young Dawood. The whole army is running skrik, as we would say. The whole army is in fear of just one man, Goliath, Jalut. And this young, weak-looking Dawood stands up and says, "I'll take him on. I'll take him on." Everyone says, "Are you mad? Are you crazy?" We know how it ended. See, Dawood alayhi salam didn't just have failed pluck, as we would say. He didn't only have courage. He had the courage coupled with a strategy. Jalut was trying to goad him to come into hand-to-hand combat. He knew, "No, I don't stand a chance." But he also knew that Goliath had weak eyesight. So he took the Katim and he floored him with a stone because he had courage coupled with strategy. That's where we must take our inspiration from. That is how we will rise above the petty. Think about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, you can only prosper if you're willing to put your personal grievance aside for the greater good. There was no moment when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more hurt, more offended, more insulted than when he was walking back from Taif. When Jibreel says, "Must I collapse the mountains on them?" He says, "No, Jibreel, from their progeny I have hoped they would be Muslims." Today you go to Taif, every resident is a Muslim, showing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave priority to the greater cause, to the greater good, over his personal injury. At Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tooth was lost, he was bleeding. Allahumma ahdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. He made a dua, not a bad dua. Oh Allah, guide them because they know not. From the very opponents of Uhud, Khalid bin Walid became the greatest general in Islam.
Look at the story of Yusuf Alayhi Salam, and this talks to my core message of being a strong Muslim. He was thrown to the bottom of the well. He was sold as a slave. He was accused of adultery. He was imprisoned. But when he got out, he didn't take revenge. He didn't play the blame game. He stood up, he rose, and he saved the nation. He stood up, he rose, and he saved the day. That is the inspiration we need to take in terms of our activism. Rise, O Muslim, rise. That's my call, rise. Allah loves a strong, courageous, active Muslim. Be a Muslim on a mission. The second part of this hadith which I'm unpacking, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكْ وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. Continue to pursue that which is beneficial for you. On an individual level, on a collective level, on a spiritual level, on a material level. And never become despondent, because all the time, وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Take your confidence from Allah, seek assistance from Allah. وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. Don't give up. The struggle continues. Life is a struggle. Allah tells us, Ya ayyuhal insanu, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqeeh. That, oh man, you will continue to labor. You will continue to toil. You will have to continue to struggle until the day you meet Allah. That's the nature of this world. Even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was not exempted from struggle. The verse which I quoted in my introduction, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. When you struggle for the sake of Allah, Allah will open up for you the doors of prosperity, guidance and success. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Allah says, strive in my path to the extent that is required for you to strive. Why? Why does Allah want us to strive? وَجَتَبَاكُمْ. Allah says, because I choose you. When the coach tells you, I choose you, it means he knows you've got the talent to win the game. Allah says, I choose you. I know what strength I've given you, O Muslim. I know what capacity and tools I've given you. Now stand up, rise, be a strong Muslim, get the job done. Stop complaining. Stop wallowing in pity. It's time for us to be gutsy, to chin up, to take the struggle, to take up the struggle. We have Allah. Wasta'in billah, wasta'in billah. If you have Allah, you have everything. If you don't have Allah, you have nothing. Brothers, my plea is this. We can't continue to be passive critics. We can't continue only to be reactive. We have to become active citizens of this country. We have to become active ummatis. We have to stand up, pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off. We need to soldier on. We need to have a plan. We can never give up. Part of being a courageous activist, which is the third part of the three-point plan which I'm sharing with you, is to have ghairah. Ghairah is something which Allah loves. Ghairatun yuhibbaha Allah. What is ghairah? It is a protective honor. It is an outrage whenever there is injustice being perpetrated, whether it's locally or whether it's internationally. And that outrage drives us, and it disrupts us, and it disturbs us, and it makes us restless, to the point where we want to do something to make a difference. Look at the poverty around us, the sea of poverty. Look at the state of the country, look at the state of the community, look at the state of the world. Is that creating within us a sense of ghairah? That I want to do my part, even if it may be a small part, to make a difference. But brothers, having the intention, having the courage, that's the start. Our activism must not be sloppy. Our activism must not be underpinned by poor strategy. Our activism must not be reactive. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, "Inna Allah ta'ala yuhibbu idha amila ahadukum amalan ay yutqina." Allah loves it that when you do something, do it properly. Plan thoroughly. Do your due diligence. Don't only have a plan A, have multiple plans. We cannot accept bad work in the name of a good cause. That because I'm doing this voluntarily, because this is for the community, it's not for my own pocket, so I can do it in a haphazard manner. I can do it any way I see fit. No, no. We need to set the highest standard. We need to be distinguished in our activism. When are we going to be thought leaders? When are we going to develop the narrative and the discourse and lead it, rather than tapping into other people's discourse? When are we going to offer our community, our country and the world the solutions of Islam? The solutions are there. We need to showcase it. We need to showcase it in word and in deed. We need to talk, but then we need to walk the talk. So, three-part plan. to becoming a strong Muslim. One is strengthen your iman. The other is develop a strong mind and a strong spirit. And the third is be a courageous activist. Now, how do you develop the courage? How do you develop the willpower? How do you develop the determination? How do you generate the hope?
By looking back into history. By looking back into history.
Think about when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu were sitting in the cave. They were sitting in the cave and all seemed lost. Abu Bakr said, Ya Rasulullah, let us have to look down and be caught. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Don't worry, Abu Bakr. Allah is with us. That same Allah is here today with all of our local, global and international problems, with all of our personal difficulties. Think of Musa alayhi salam. The Banu Israel tell him, we are trapped between the mighty Pharaoh and the deep blue sea. Inna la mudrakun. He says, Kalla inna ma'iya rabbi sayyadeen. Allah is with me. Allah will show us a way out. Ibrahim alayhi salam is facing the largest fire that humanity had seen at the time. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me. You know, brothers, to generate courage, to generate confidence and hope, we need to think of Asma binti Abi Bakr, the young daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, was a young girl at the time of Hijrah. She was taking the food to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the cave. Abu Jahl suspected that she knew their whereabouts. So he got hold of her. He rattled her. He said, do you know where your father is? Do you know where the Nabi of Allah is? She had the courage. She said, yes, I know. He said, tell me. She said, I won't. He gave her such a hard slap that she fell down. She said, Ya Rasulullah, I was bleeding and I was tearing. But I looked the mighty Pharaoh of this Ummah in his eyes and I said, Abu Jahl, you can kill me, but I won't divulge the whereabouts of my Nabi. Where's that courage? That's the courage from which we need to take inspiration. When you have courage, it means you know that things don't always work out for the best. Allah says in the Quran, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. We alternate victory and defeat. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. When you win, you attribute it to Allah. When you lose, qadar Allah. Allah has decreed. But you never give up. The struggle continues. Muslim remains strong. You take the pain of defeat and you use it as an energizer to come back better prepared, to come back stronger. So I say to you again, and this is my repeated phrase, rise, O Muslim, rise. Enough of the slumber now. Enough of the pity party. Enough of only complaining and lamenting. Rise, O Muslim, rise. Allah loves a strong, courageous, active Muslim. Be a Muslim on a mission. Many brothers came after we started the talk. So let me do a bit of a recap before we move towards a conclusion. I started off by saying that a general sense of disillusionment, grief and fear has gripped us on a personal level, in our personal lives, in our country and globally as an ummah. We are aware of the problem, but most of the time we just sit and complain and lament. My call this morning is let's move from lamenting towards action. How? By changing our mindsets. By changing the narrative and the discourse, by changing our approach. Three fundamentals. It won't solve all of the problems instantly, but it's a start. It's a good start. Then, the basis of my talk this morning was the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the Nabi of Allah says, "Al-mu'minu al-qawi khairun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if wa fi kulli khair." A strong Muslim is better and more dearer to Allah than a weak Muslim. Now what does it mean to be a strong Muslim? It means you're strong in your mind. It means you're strong in your body. It means you're strong in your spirit. It means you're strong spiritually. And it means you're strong materially. I shared with you a 3-point plan on how to become a strong Muslim. The first is strengthen your iman. How? By becoming a true servant and slave of Allah. It is only when you enslave yourself to Allah that you are truly liberated from everything and everyone else. How do you strengthen your iman? By consistently doing good deeds, because good deeds strengthen your faith. How do you strengthen your iman? By avoiding sin, because sin distances you from Allah. But tawbah will bring you closer to Allah than you were prior to committing the sin. Then the second part of the 3-point plan on how to become a strong Muslim is develop a strong mind.
develop a strong spirit.
How?
Tawakkul, deep conviction and reliance in Allah. Taqdeer, whatever good happens is from Allah, I don't become arrogant. If something bad happens is from Allah, I don't become despondent.
Dua,
enjoy your conversation with Allah on a daily basis. It's the strongest weapon that Allah has given the believer to unleash. Ihsan, be motivated by having a sense of purpose. By knowing who you are, by knowing what's your mission, by knowing what's your goal, so you don't get distracted by petty squabbles, by trivial matters. You don't seek acknowledgement, attention, fame and praise and validation. You remain the course, like how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remained on course despite the difficulties. The fourth part of having a strong mind and spirit is don't have an unreasonable and disproportionate fear of failure. It will hold you back from fulfilling your talents. Everyone fails the first time around. Most of the greatest achievers failed multiple times. Failure teaches you many lessons. You come back stronger, you come back more creative. If you can understand how to react to failure, you can fail your way into success. Then the third part of the three-point plan, and I'm repeating this so it stays with you. First part is strengthen your iman. Second part is develop a strong mind and a strong spirit. The third part is be a courageous activist. Because the Muslim is a person of action. You overcome the paralysis of analysis. You overcome laziness, sluggishness, apathy. You don't become obsessed with social media and gadgets. You put a premium on your time. You are productive. You are purposeful. You take inspiration from young Dawood who took on Jalut with courage and a strategy. You take inspiration from Yusuf alayhi salam who did not get involved in revenge. Who did not play the blame game, who rose despite what the nation did to him to save the nation, to save the day. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the bigger picture and gave it priority over his personal injury at Taif, at Uhud. So the time is for us to continue the struggle. Allah has chosen us. Allah has given us the tools. Allah has given us the ability. We can no longer be passive critics. We need to become active ummatis. Activism with an excellence. Rise, O Muslims, rise! Rise, O Muslims, rise! Allah loves a strong, courageous, active Muslim. Allah loves a Muslim who's on a mission. Let me leave you with these concluding thoughts. Brothers, the last 2 years have been difficult. For us personally, in our local communities, in our country, and internationally, people have lost jobs. Businesses have taken a knock. People's health has suffered. Many have still not recovered fully. Every family has at least lost one near or dear one. But this ummah has seen worse. Allah does not want us to become weak. Allah does not want us to become defeated. Allah does not want us to become helpless. Nuh alayhi salam and his people had to go through the floods. And when they came back, Allah said, Ya Nuh, ihbit bi salamin minna wa barakatin alayk. Okay, the floods has happened, oh Nuh. Now get up. Get up with the security and the blessings of Allah and move forward. And this is my call today. That we live in the mechanical, technological, digital age. But the power is not in the machine. The power is in the human. The power is not in the machine. The power is in the human. The power is with the Muslim. I leave you with the promise of Allah. Allah says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. That, O Muslims, this is not the time to become weak because of the 2 years of difficulty. This is not the time to grieve overly over what happened. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will prevail, you will succeed, you will be superior, you will win on condition you become true Muslims. Rise, O Muslims, rise! Rise, O Muslims, rise! Be a strong, courageous, active Muslim. Be a Muslim on a mission. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Alhamdulillah. Let us straighten the subject. Let us form ourselves.